Do we need a super secret pick me up for Ovius right here, Rand? Is that happening?
N right now?
Yeah.
I can text him and let him. I'll tell you
Okay.
what, we'll do a couple Hey Joes and
I
then we'll sneak it in.
retweet. I retweeted it.
Oh no, not
No, no,
this.
no, different.
This is super
This is
secret,
surprise.
Ovius.
Double secret
We're trying to make
probation.
you feel better today,
Yeah.
buddy. We got plans in the
Well,
works.
I mean,
Aw, you
unless
guys.
you can airlift me out of this freaking house.
Have you gone for a walk at least, or just sat in the
No.
backyard?
No walk?
No. No, nothing. I felt like
Energy's too
crap.
low.
Yeah, I felt like crap yesterday. I couldn't
Okay.
do anything. I played a lot of Metroid yesterday. That was about it.
It feels like it's
You
therapeutic.
This is like one of you're one of the worst people that this could happen to too, because you don't do well staying
No,
at home.
I don't.
You also know Obis isn't feeling well when on his Instagram feed there's not as many records posted on the stories. That's
Yeah.
when.
It's when I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
Super grumpy. All right, let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Alrighty, kiddos. First up from Brent in Hey Joe, and our very real Hey Joe, also like yesterday's, was Hey Joe, is Jay Gruden actually a decent offensive coordinator for the Panthers?
No.
All right, next up.
I don't know. I don't know about that, actually.
What?
I mean, I'm not gonna hold Jay Gruden. I'm not gonna hold the Washington football team against Jay Gruden because it's the Washington football team, right?
Okay. Yeah.
He's
And
got
he was the
experience.
Bengals OC
Yeah.
under
What, I
Marvin
think
Lewis.
11 through 13?
Yeah.
I think that was. So I'm not.
I think they could do
I mean,
worse than Jay Gruden. I mean,
right.
Ben
There's
McAdoo, for example.
two things that are going on right now with the Carolina Panthers where this is how low we've gotten. With the Panthers. You could do worse, right?
Yes.
So Jay Gruden, yeah, right. So Jay Gruden as offensive coordinator, you could do worse.
Right.
Oh, we've
Same
seen
with
that.
the
Yes.
Kirk
same with the
Cousins.
root. Right. So I saw that. I don't know if
You
you guys
could do
noticed this the
worse.
other day, but I saw on Sports Illustrated that, Kirk Cousins' name popped up as a possibility, as a landing spot for Kirk Cousins. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan.
Yeah, me
But
neither.
that's how bad things are for the Carolina Panthers, where I look at Kirk Cousins and I go, he's
Now, oh,
clearly an upgrade.
I was gonna say of like the options too that are
Oh,
available,
he's
like,
better than Sam Darnold.
yeah, he is.
He's not the best. He's not the worst. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, pretty much. And
That
that's not
you put
good.
that on a poster, people will be buying up those tickets and ready to go. Smell the excitement.
I just don't really under like it's really sad that I look at Jay Gruden and I'm like, okay. That's the best option of anybody I've heard accepting interviews. There's
Yeah.
literally a passing game coordinator
Yeah.
in Houston that declined an interview in
Yeah.
Houston.
You
Yeah.
could maybe buy Clint Kubiak young, but didn't you just try that with
Right.
Brady?
Yeah,
Well,
and
who's the offensive coordinator in San Francisco? Was
Oh,
it Daniels?
McDaniel. Yeah.
That dude's a social media star.
Right after yesterday. Yes.
Well, he's been like, he's kind of like the indie band that you heard about before they broke big because he's been kind of a social media savant with his answers and whatnot. He's a young dude. Some people are like, "Is that you, Ovius?" I'm like, "Nah, I wish I had that hair." But anyway, next up.
Next up in Hey Joe is actually a live Hey Joe question.
Hey Joe, did you really think you were bulletproof from the coronavirus?
It's from Wes. Oh man. Did I think I was bulletproof from the Rona? No, I did not think I was bulletproof from the Rona. Although I got to the point where I
Sounds like
thought
it.
Wait, is this live? Wait, Wes is live live?
Wes is live,
Oh, I thought this
yes.
was taped from
No,
yesterday.
no.
He
Hi,
says
Wes.
live.
Hi, man. What's up? No, well look,
I can't
here's my
believe. Come on, really? I had the thing
here's my
twice
theory.
now.
Here's
Come
my
on.
theory. I know you've had it twice now, right?
Yeah.
So
I
here's
had
my
the
theory.
OG, pardon the
The
pun, and I
OG.
had the cron.
Yeah. So here's my theory. Jacob had the Delta, as far as we could tell. None of us got it after that. He goes back to school after the Christmas break. He comes back with Rona. Our 13-year-old gets it that Monday. Kelly ends up getting it, best we could tell, that Tuesday.
And you
By
thought you weren't going to get it.
the time I got to the end of the week, based on the pattern, I thought I was good. Okay.
Jeez.
But I might have made a mistake. In that, my immune system was probably beaten down from the week. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to go to the Duke State game. And...
And
the Blue Devil... Now, this wasn't seen on television, but it was on my Instagram stories. The Blue Devil mascot basically... I did not give him any singles, but he got in my face, if you catch my drift.
I mean, he did. Oh, really? He literally has a mask on, though.
Yeah, he basically bumped and grind on me, and I'm pretty sure I got it from there.
There's somebody at Duke that has an agenda against you, I feel like.
There might be, because this is now, they put me on the screen for the Oblivious Cam.
And now the
devil's on me, like grinding on my face as I'm trying to, like, you know, get ready for the game.
Yeah. Why wasn't that on the camera?
Right?
I know. Somebody missed an opportunity there.
It's like, yo, I don't need that devil dog, right?
Oh, my God.
How are you,
Wes? So disappointed.
What are you disappointed in?
Well, I'm so disappointed. I hope you feel better. I'm so disappointed you think you didn't. You thought you weren't going to get it.
No, it's not so much that. I was doing my best to avoid situations where I wouldn't get it, and I got to the point.
Going and sitting in front of the crazy camera. Come on, man.
And that's my that was my thing. Like, I had done that the game
wasn't
before.
My first rodeo. It's not like that's this. I've gone to games.
When I was at the game without the students, that was a Duke game I went to. It was fine.
You could
when
breathe.
I went to the Duke game with the students back, like not this past Saturday, but the one before, I was like, you know what? I might wait for Omicron to run on through before I come back here. Because I had people, like, on top of me. It was just like, nope, I don't like this. This is too much.
Hey, obvious. Omicron don't care, man.
You're right. Omicron does not care. Doesn't care if I'm double masked. Doesn't care if I'm triple vaxxed. Doesn't care. Yeah, it doesn't care. Right. It really doesn't.
Does not care. Well, I'm glad you feel better. Sorry to barge in on your show, but
it's
believe
fine. You basically just wanted to be like, I told you so. That's what you're doing.
Well, you called me a couple weeks ago, and I told you how I got it. 11 flights in 8 days, man. I was in the target zone. 11 flights in 8 days.
You were.
Yeah.
I got it. Thankfully, you know, you get vaccinated so you don't get sent to the hospital.
Absolutely.
So I'm good. I'm good. It's an inconvenience. Yeah. But yeah, I would be lying if I said I wasn't annoyed at myself on principle for getting it finally.
All right, we'll feel better because ACC basketball is just getting good.
Is it?
Is it?
No, we had a good game. Florida State Duke was a good game.
That was a good game.
Florida
You're
State,
right.
Okay.
That will sustain us.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about that Pitt game last night.
No, we don't talk about Pitt. We don't talk about Boston College. We don't talk about Georgia Tech.
No, we don't. All right,
listen
Wes,
to Gilio. He is guiding you the right way, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later, Wes. Thanks for checking in.
See you guys. Be well.
All right. Wes just wanted to come on and stun on me. I see
dunk on you a little bit, yeah.
It was fine. I deserve it. All right, next up.
All right, next up from Greg on Twitter. Hey, Brownlow. Huh. Whoa. How do you feel about Kenny Pickett?
I like Kenny Pickett. He seems lovely, and he's a good player. But if you're asking me that from the standpoint of, like, how would I feel about him as the Panthers quarterback, Carolina Panthers, not Pitt, obviously, no thank you. And that's not to say that, like, where the Panthers are at right now, I just do not want them drafting a quarterback. I could not be more clear about that. They do not need a quarterback right now. Like, well, they do need a quarterback, but they're not going to get one in this draft that I think is their future. So I think that they just need to draft an offensive lineman, and Kenny Pickett would be gone by the time, you know, they picked again. So I like
it's
Kenny,
interesting.
But no.
Yeah, he might just stay in Pittsburgh for all we know.
Sure.
Here's Mel Kiper Jr., because it was a very big week in the world of the NFL where Mel Kiper finally gave out his first mock draft of the year. Here he is on the possibility of Kenny Pickett to the Steelers.
Kenny Pickett's going to be right there. I think the issue is going to be, we're going to hear it between now and late April, hand size. Is it 3 quarters, 8.5, 9.25. 9's kind of the mark you want to be at. But at the end of the day, wearing the gloves, both hands, no matter what the weather is, Kenny Pickett will be scrutinized. And I have him going slightly ahead of where the Steelers are picking. I was listening to what you were saying about the Steelers and Kenny Pickett, the whole Mark Whipple connection. Mark Whipple, of course, now in Nebraska, but he was the OC and quarterback coach with Kenny there. I've been with the Steelers with Ben. But I think they would have to move up. I don't think Kenny Pickett right now drops down to where the Steelers are. I'm going to New Orleans. Could have given them to Atlanta at 8 or Washington at 11. Opted to go with Willis. Gave Atlanta Derek Stingley Jr. But I think Pickett is gone by the Steelers selection.
So the Panthers pick 6. How's this for a scenario? The Giants traded down last year, right. Got a first-round pick. Now have 2 picks in this first round. Mm-hmm. Still picked in the first round.
Yeah, you could trade down.
If the Panthers traded down.
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
Picked up an extra first-round pick or even a second-round pick because, yes, remember, they don't have those either.
I know.
Would you be okay if they even took Howell or Pickett later in the first round?
I think they need to get offensive line help. Like, I understand what you're saying, but I think that has to be the priority, and I think that there are guys that you can draft that can help your team. Now, whether or not Matt Rhule can figure out who those guys are is another question entirely, right? Based on some of the eval questions we've seen about him with offensive linemen. But, like, I just think that that is absolutely the position they have to prioritize. As much as they did defense in that first draft, I think they have to go after that.
One more scenario for you.
Okay.
What if they do these two things?
Okay.
What if they trade down, stay in the first round, take an offensive lineman? What if they trade, what if part of the trade for Kirk Cousins, because he has such an onerous contract, what if part of that trade is a first round pick or a second round pick in addition to Kirk Cousins, because you have to eat so much of that contract? Now you have Kirk Cousins, maybe you get 2 extra picks. Is that a path potentially the Panthers could take to solve their problems?
Maybe. I mean, how bad's his hit? Like, how much of his contract would they
have? It's $35 million.
Ooh. $35 million.
See, that's the only thing, right?
Because it's then you not have just this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have no free agent flexibility at all. So that
none.
But I yeah.
But the Minnesota might have to be incentivized the same way the Rams were last year. Like, hey,
because that's the biggest,
you need to
that's
take
the biggest problem for the Panthers right now.
Yeah, you need to take Goff, but we'll throw in an extra number one for you to take him.
Yes.
So
because the Panthers right now, because of their own miscues, are so bereft of quality draft picks when they need so much.
Yes.
So that, you might be willing to eat that money if you can also start building towards whatever is next. And again, Kirk Cousins is, what's funny about Kirk Cousins is,
fine,
he's a really expensive replacement level QB.
Yes.
You know, but and they had that in Teddy Bridgewater, but they moved on. But now they find themselves back looking at replacement level.
Kirk's a little bit better than Bridgewater.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
statistically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would call it mostly a wash. But
if they just did the two things that I just said, though, I mean, at least you're showing some sort of progress.
I just like
right.
I guess. I mean, honestly, just looking even at this whole offensive coordinator debacle right now, I don't know how David Tepper is watching all of this and saying, oh, this is fine. Like, how? No one wants to interview with you. No one, unless they have to. Like, this is bad. How much more do you want to set this franchise back? It's ridiculous.
Next up.
I just looked at Cousins' contract. He's only under contract for 1 more year, the 22 season, but it's a $45 million cap hit. Not a 35. Woof.
Okay, maybe.
And it's a $45 million dead cap hit too.
Yeesh. Yeah, that's anyway, not gonna
next.
Be.
Next up from Brad on Twitter. I think this one's just for Ovius. Hey Joe, what's the over under on the number of at home COVID tests used by your family of 4?
Oh geez. Well, since all 4 of us had it, I would say that we went. Because I had to do a lot of ordering online. Although Google told me where I could find one in stock locally. I drove all the way out to South Point, the South Point area, and overpaid for 1 test. Whatever. I had to make sure. I mean, I had to make sure.
Define overpaid.
The test typically retails for $7.99, a single test. It's 1, not a pack of 2. So it's a pack of 1, typically retails for $7.99. It's that Flow Flex or whatever. And this place, I'm not going to name the pharmacy, this place was charging $20 a pop.
Supply and demand, Joe.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. And there's no way, and I wasn't going to get a PCR test back in time. Although, shout out to the Radius folks on Departure Drive, because they're super efficient with the appointments and everything else. Dude. And I actually got, I tested myself PCR just to like make sure. Not that false positives are a rampant thing. If you test positive, you're positive. Point is, I just wanted to see where I was. So I kept my appointment for a PCR test yesterday. The folks at Radius, man, I'm just going to say this because they're great. And yeah. I've been going to them since fall of 2020.
It's been amazing. They're so good.
They turn it around quick. Like, I actually had my results. I had a 2 o'clock appointment. My results came back like at 9 o'clock last night.
I was going to say I had a 1:30 appointment yesterday and got mine back at 9. It's unreal. It's so good.
So they're great. So yes. shout out to the folks at Radius, who's a local company based out in Wake Forest. And the Departure Drive location is great.
But don't y'all start going to that one.
Yeah, that's our secret. Don't listen to us.
No, don't worry. Everyone's on Kid Road. We're okay.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone is on Kid Road.
It's funny, and I guess we can close on this. Maybe it's not funny. But maybe it's not funny because we live in a hellscape. But I'm actually low-key happy that WRAL, you know, our parent company, keeps sending people to the Kid Road location for the long line visual. Yeah, yeah. They always do a stand-up in front of Kid Road. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Stay there.
Yeah, stay there. Don't let people
know about Departure Drive.
Yeah, no.
Don't
give away any secrets.
None of the secrets.